That was Tina Turner and The Best. Now, that's a song that has many memories for me, but it is the song that I would go to when my mum was having her treatment for breast cancer. Hi, Ellie. Thankfully, we caught it early, and after treatment, she received the all clear. My mum is also an amazing performer, and I do think that in a different life, she might well have been an actress. But what she did do throughout my entire childhood, was the most amazing, I guess you describe it as a kind of lip sync impression of Tina Turner. And when mum was having her treatment and having a pretty horrendous time, to be honest, I felt a million miles away, me being in London working and mum being up in Scotland. And I would put this track on and it would immediately make me feel a little bit closer to her and it would make me smile. And still to this day, whenever I hear it, I see my mum, I could almost be sat next to her laughing, singing along to it. And more importantly, it reminds me of how grateful we are that she's still with us. And I hope that that's a really good explanation or insight into what this show is all about. Music therapy. It's about how music has the power to comfort, to heal and inspire us all, and the positive effect that it can have on our well-being. I'm Edith Bowman, and I've invited six familiar faces from the world of film, music and television to share songs that have help them through tricky times, or that they turn to like an old friend when they simply need cheering up or taken to a happy place. One of our finest young actors, Daisy Edgar-Jones, will be with me in a bit. But first, a man who is many things: composer, singer-songwriter, philanthropist, and OBE, which I did not know. Hello, Gary Lightbody, OBE. I'm going to refer to you as that from now on, or not. Thank you for doing this. Has music always been more than just music for you?